Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a good friend of our chamber and of mine personally, well-known attorney who has always been there for his clients and his community. We are happy to welcome Benny Agosto. He is a partner with Abram, Watkins, Nichols, Agosto, Assist, and Stogner. Welcome, attorney Benny Agosto. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you do so much, Benny, and you're such an example of what it is to become a successful attorney, but also give back to your community. And we take such pride in knowing that you're out there, not only for your clients, but again, for Houstonians and so many others, and so many great things that you and your family put your name behind. So thank you for being that example to many.
Yes, we're happy to do it because we've been blessed by God and friendships and a lot of people. And that's all we have to do is give back, help, you know, continue the great work that people like you are doing in our community and partner up with the Hispanic Chamber and others that are willing to spend a little time, a little money to help others in our community.
Well, we appreciate that. We've got to get started talking about the Greater Houston Area Chemical Plant release and all of those that were impacted. Talk to us a little bit about it and what you can say about what occurred there.
Well, we've unfortunately seen a trend, a negative trend in the last 5 years of chemical plant releases, fires, explosions, chemicals and hazardous chemicals coming out into our community. I've been here 40 years in Houston, and I don't remember that this trend being so high where people have to be sheltered in place and not go out of their homes to school or work because of the environmental impact of these chemical releases. And so we're fighting hard, not only when people get injured, that's what we do, representing them, but we're also fighting hard to represent the community as I represent Harris County, trying to get the environment cleaned up, trying to get the plants to maybe update their practices, change their practices, and protect us all, not just the workers, but the environmental impact also for our community.
What rights do employees have, if any, Benny?
Well, there's a lot of rights. You know, Texas has the Workers' Comp Act, and if you're working and you're hurt on the job, you have the workers' comp benefits that help a injured worker. But unfortunately, that only covers you if you get hurt on the job by, you know, anybody's negligence. But what happens is in these plants, the negligent party is sometimes the plant itself or the operations or management, or because these plants are so old, they're 50, 60, 70 years old and they break down. So workers' comp only covers a limited amount of benefits. And then the workers have to seek out sometimes attorneys and representatives to help them with the lawsuit and the rights that follow when they're injured on the job because of somebody else's negligence.
Now, people who live in these areas, clearly, when you purchase a home or you move into an area where there is a plant, you assume there's some risk associated with that. However, at the same time, with these explosions, that certainly escalates your exposure.
Yes. I mean, Houston is a wonderful city, the most diverse city in America, continuing business expansion and diversity in business and in people. So a lot of good things about Houston. But one negative thing, if I can say that with all love and respect, is that we don't have zoning. We don't have types of things that protect neighborhoods. So you literally can move into a neighborhood right next to a chemical plant and the prices are right. The community and schools are right. But unfortunately, you're putting yourself in that, you know, danger zone, so to speak. What happens is the chemical plants have a duty under law to keep the chemicals in the pipes and in the tanks. And when that release or lack of containment occurs, then the neighborhood is affected. And by law, the plant owes a duty to the neighbors too. So, you know, you may be living nearby and everything's great, but when a release occurs, then you may be affected. And even the neighbors have rights if they're affected by the chemicals or breathe in the bad chemicals.
So know your rights. Make sure that you have an attorney, especially someone like Benny, who has been in this business for many, many years of serving the community and understands these processes. And again, knowing your rights and making sure that you have representation. Benny, anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, it's important that we protect ourselves and we follow the law and listen to the advice that many people give. But we're working together as a partnership. We want the chemical plants to do good and to create jobs and opportunities. So in the end, we have to work together. But unfortunately, when bad things happen, we have to hold those accountable that did create these problems. And that's what the law applies and the law allows in Texas. And that's why we sometimes have to file suit to bring those accountable to pay up for the damages they've caused.
Yes. Well, again, thank you for always being available to us here at the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and for all that you do. We'll see you very soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Through advocacy, the Chamber represents the economic and civic interests of more than 90,000 Hispanic-owned businesses across the region. Learn more at HoustonHispanicChamber.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.